This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with former SNL favorite Finesse Mitchell in just a moment. But first, women suffer more pain than men, which could lead to his and her painkillers. Women do actually deal with more pain than men do due to childbirth and because they're more likely than men to suffer from chronic pain. Studies have found women are more likely to feel pain more intensely than men, and the differences may be because of how each gender processes pain. The studies found that certain painkillers only block the pain in male mice, having no effect in female mice. Researchers say the discovery may one day lead to his and her painkillers. Another Katy Perry beef, this time with nuns, about buying a $15 million California convent. Katy Perry is in a legal battle with a group of nuns. She's headed to court against the Sisters of Immaculate Heart of Mary after buying the convent they live in for $14.5 million in cash. The problem is that Perry bought the property from Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez, and the nuns say they've already accepted an offer for $1 million more from a restaurant owner. Beautiful women really do enjoy an easier life and catch bigger breaks, whether they're in the office or in the courtroom. Researchers found that beauty overrides the brain's reaction to fairness, a fact tied to a subconscious competitive streak rooted in male evolution. As part of the study, 21 male students were asked to look at 300 photos of women after a different group judged half of the women as attractive and the other half as unattractive. Researchers had the men play a game with the women while they studied their brain waves and response times. The survey showed that men were more likely to accept bad deals from pretty women and were quicker to take fair offers from them. It's been confirmed getting married really does cause you to gain weight. Married couples have a higher body mass index, BMI, than those who are single. Researchers studied 10,000 people and compared the body mass index of married couples with that of singles in 9 European countries. The high body mass index can be a risk factor for chronic illnesses such as diabetes or cardiovascular disease. More brides are keeping their maiden name. Using Google consumer surveys plus Social Security data and the Census Bureau, a new report found that 20% of women married over the past few years kept their maiden name, compared with only 17% of first-time wives in the 70s, 14% in the 80s, and 18% in the 90s. The reason women say they want to keep their maiden name after they get married is because they've established themselves professionally using a maiden name and wanting to facilitate being found on social media, and even the anticipation of possible divorce down the line. The first person to name his or her baby Quinoa will get $10,000 to casual dining restaurant BJ's Restaurant and Brew House. The eatery launched a contest celebrating the introduction of BJ's new Quinoa Bowl menu items. The winner can't use Quinoa as a middle name or nickname and must back up by providing a birth certificate. Q-U-I-N-O-A. Former Saturday Night Live's Finesse Mitchell is host of Fox's new show, Beat the Champions.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. So you're hosting this special. Tell us about this Beat the Champions. This is an interesting idea.
Okay, so Beat the Champions, man. It is, I cannot wait for everybody to see this show. When I tell you we have three of the hottest superstar athletes going up against some amateurs from all over the country, and we are trying to let people win $175,000, my friend. So if you can beat somebody by the likes of Scottie Pippen, Rob Gronkowski, or a four-time Olympic gold medalist Missy Franklin, you might can walk away with some money.
Wow. Now, do I have to beat Scottie Pippen in basketball?
Absolutely. So what we're doing is we're having you try to go up against people and go up against our champions and beat them at their own game. So if you can stop Rob Gronkowski from scoring a touchdown, Scottie Pippen from scoring, or beat Missy Franklin in the 200 meters freestyle, then you might win some money.
Come on, you got to be kidding.
Man. It's exciting, man, because one-on-one, you know, it's impossible to beat the champion, you right. know. But what I do as the host is I handicap our champion with each task. So you get three tries to try to earn some money. And the easier, when it's just one-on-one, then it's a lot of money, but it's harder to do because you're going against the champion with no handicap. But in the second round, we make it a little bit more difficult and level the playing field for the amateurs. So let's say we might have Scottie Pippen play with one arm behind his back. Think you can beat Scotty with one arm behind his back?
No way. but now the contestants that you came up with must be pretty athletic on their own.
Absolutely. So what we do is we selected from a vast field of contestants and people that are actually amateurs, but maybe they could have gone pro. Maybe they had that injury that set them back in college. Or maybe that they're just great at pickup basketball and they just think they can beat somebody like Scottie Pippen. But everybody's very athletic and everybody has a shot at winning the money, and we have some great surprises because some people do really well.
Yeah. Now, covering Rob Gronkowski, nobody could do it in the Super Bowl, so why would anybody be able to do it on your show?
That's the thing. That's where Finesse Mitchell comes in, because maybe I put Rob in such a handicap that, you know, it just levels the playing field a little bit. And I can't necessarily go into detail about what I do, but the challenges they're definitely quirky, and they get funnier and funnier, and it gives our challenger a chance to actually maybe stop Rob Gronkowski. You may give him a little help, or we may blindfold somebody. You never know. But it's very hard to stop Rob Gronkowski, like you said, one-on-one. So my job is to make sure that the challenger at least gets a shot at winning something.
Now, do the stars, the Rob Gronkowskis and the Scottie Pippens, do they know what you're going to handicap them with ahead of time, or are you surprising them too?
Absolutely not. They are totally surprised. Scottie Pippen wanted to fight me, but that's okay. Rob Gronkowski, you know, he's crazy, so he loves to do anything, and he was a good sport. And Missy Franklin, when I tell you, she steals the entire show because she is so great at what she does in the swimming pool that we were all blown away. And no matter what we tried, it was almost impossible to beat Missy Franklin. So I can't wait for people to actually see our swimming event in our aquatic center on Beat the Champions.
Now, if this show is very successful, will there be a Beat the Champions 2 and 3 and 4 and 5?
Absolutely, man, because I'm sure you can think of a lot of people out there who are retired that may want to come on the show. And so we're all excited to, you know, go after people like Derek Jeter and Dwight Howard and just different athletes and try to get them to come on our show. It's going to be fun. It's going to be so exciting. And we hope that there's a Beat the Champions series after all of this. Keep it on Fox and watch Beat the Champions if you didn't get enough of your sports feel for the day, you know.
Well, there you go. And you could get Brandi Chastain to come on the show. She's always game for a challenge.
How about that? Mia Hamm, when we're talking about soccer, maybe Kobe Jones for male soccer. I mean, it's unlimited athletes out there that want to test their skills. But more importantly, it's unlimited contestants. It's unlimited amateurs out there. It's unlimited people who just say, hey, they sit in their couch every day watching football saying, oh, I could have caught that. Oh, I could have stopped him. Well, we're about to give him a shot and give him a chance to win some money. So I think it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a big hit, and hopefully we'll have a lot more.
Yeah, now, were you one of the people that came up with the idea, or they came to you with the idea and asked you to host it?
A good buddy of mine, Arthur Smith, he also does American Ninja Warriors and Hell's Kitchen, big-time TV producer. I did a show for him on Fox called The Choice, and we've kept in touch, and he loved what I did that day on the show, and he always said he was going to try to find something for me. And, man, lo and behold, I have something coming out on HBO this season called Brothers in Atlanta. But in between everything that I have going on, you know, he called me in for a meeting and asked me if this would be something I'd be interested in. And with my, you know, charming good looks and comedic ability and improv timing, I was like, yeah, man, it's right up my alley. And being a former walk-on for the University of Miami, I know a little bit about sports myself. You know, we won a national championship or two back in my day. So it was just a perfect fit, and it was a dream job, and I'm glad that it all worked out.
And did your time on Saturday Night Live help you with the ad-libbing and all that?
I was always a stand-up comedian before Saturday Night Live, so I always, you know, pride myself on being witty and just real quick. So, yeah, you know, I would say yes, but at the same time, it's just a natural gift I have, Mike. You know, I'm trying to stay as humble as I can, sir, but
I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult.
It's difficult. You know, when you hang out with Rob Gronkowski and Scottie Pippen, these people are there. Their egos are on 10, so, you know, I haven't rubbed it all off of me yet. I'm still talking like I'm a superstar champion.
And Finesse, now that can't be your given name, is it?
Well, you know, that came from a ghetto mama back a long time ago, you know. So Finesse Mitchell, man, it stuck with me in college, and my mom just started calling me that, and then my college teammates started calling me that. And once my football teammates started calling me that, you know, it just really stuck all over campus. So finesse is what it is.
All right, thank I love God it. I love it.
Thank God I went into show business because it's such a smooth name. So it transitioned from sports to show business. So, you know, I feel like I have one of the coolest names in entertainment.
No, I agree with you on that. I love that name. It's terrific.
It was either stand-up comedian or be a stripper, right?
So. Exactly.
Being Magic Mike XL.
Well, listen, all the best to you, Finesse. We'll be looking for Beat the Champions. Hopefully there'll be a lot of other episodes that follow this one. And we wish you all the best. And the HBO special comes out when?
The HBO show is in 2016 called Brothers in Atlanta. So you'll find me on HBO. And then on Fox, is going down, Beat the Champions. You think you can beat the champions, you need to tune in just to see what type of handicaps I'm handicapping our champions with, because you get a really good shot at winning some big money, and it's a lot of fun. So I'm pretty sure it'll be a lot more after this one.
Finesse Mitchell, thank you so much, sir, and all the best with your career.
Thank you, brother.
With former SNL star Finesse Mitchell, now of Fox's Beat the Champions, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.